Hello, welcome to our App Security podcast. My name is Jeanette Mullaney. I am the assistant editor of searchappsecurity.com. With me today is Caleb Sima, who is the co-founder and CTO of Spy Dynamics and is the director of Spy Labs, which is within Spy Dynamics. Hello, Caleb.
Hi, how are you?
Today we're going to be discussing Ajax security.
Okay. That sounds exciting. I'm always excited to talk about Ajax security. What would you like to talk about?
Well, first of all, a lot of people are concerned that Ajax is inherently insecure. Now, I know you don't agree with that, so...
I don't, actually. To me, I think there are some avenues of attack that Ajax makes to be easier, but I don't see currently any real problems in Ajax itself. A lot of people are scared, of course, of any new technology, and for good reason, you know, because, you know, security is always a concern, especially with something that's new. But, you know, Ajax is nothing more than JavaScript and XML, which are really just two technologies, JavaScript being the client-side language a browser uses, and web services, and using JavaScript to call web services. So JavaScript, one, has been around for a long time, and two, web services has been around for a long time. So neither one of those technologies are what I would call exactly brand new. But the combination of using both of them has, in some sense, you know, revitalized what can be done on the web. So what a lot of people are doing now is they're implementing this new way of basically creating better user interface on web applications using Ajax. And so a lot of people, when they hear that, they think security problems, they think security issues. But in reality, the security issues are exactly the same as they were when they were building regular web applications.
But isn't Ajax, I mean, I've heard Ajax described as a client-side model. Isn't that more dangerous than other?
It depends on how it's used. For instance, why they say it's a client-side model is because now what a web developer can do is give the user or the customer a thick client type feel on a thin client, like a web browser. So, you know, anytime you click on something, it responds. Like if you, a good example of this is in Google Maps. When you look up someplace on Google Maps, you can actually grab the map and rotate it around, and it's quick, and it moves the map around. But in reality, what's going on behind the scenes is the browser is automatically requesting these tiles of images and then placing them to complete what looks like a full map. But you don't see any of this as a user. It's all being done via Ajax, and that is that JavaScript is running in the browser in the background quietly requesting these images while you look at the interface. That's why they call it basically more of a client-side application. What can make this dangerous is a couple things. One, if a company decides that what they're going to do is they're going to embed security into the logic of the client-side app. So, for instance, I've actually run into this on some service engagements where a company will include whether you're an administrator, a normal user, or some other user inside the JavaScript. So the JavaScript will check to see whether or not what type of user you are and then display the menus based upon that. And that can be very dangerous because client-side can be interpreted or read by anybody and changed by anybody. So as a hacker, all you had to do was go and view the JavaScript, change it to tell the JavaScript you're an administrator, and then it would display all the administrative menus to you, which, of course, is insecure. Is that necessarily Ajax? No, that's actually just JavaScript. It has nothing to do with Ajax itself. It has to do with bad thinking on the programmer side. There was another example of that, that's bad client-side problems, is where using Ajax, actually, is that one of the things that people can do now with Ajax is that when, let's say you have a web form on a web application and you have to fill in, you know, your username, your password, your mailing address, all this registration information. Well, each field that you fill out in that web form can now, with AJAX, automatically, as soon as you tab out of that field, that data can be sent to a server and validated. And if there's a problem with it, it instantly responds on your web page without you actually completing the entire form. This is kind of useful for a user perspective, because let's say I put in a username, and as soon as I tab out to fill out the rest of my information, it goes off to the server, validates that username, and says, wait a minute, this username's already taken. So then it pops up in red right next to that box, username invalid, please choose another one. That's kind of convenient, because now I don't have to fill out the form, click submit, have it come back and tell me the username is invalid, and then a lot of times have to refill out that form data. With AJAX, it automatically allows it to, you know, it's easy. It goes off and validates it immediately. Well, the problem with this is what has happened is a developer has taken one form submission, which is really one input in this example, and has turned it into multiple inputs, or basically increasing the web application's attack surface. So now he is creating separate database calls using each and every individual form that's on that web form, and each or one of those is vulnerable to SQL injection if he hasn't validated his input correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be more of an AJAX-based style attack.
Okay, so say I'm a developer, and I want to use AJAX, and I'm going to create the coolest page that I possibly can, and I'm going to AJAXify everything. What do you recommend that I do?
Not do that.
It's happening all the time.
That's one of the biggest problems, is that yes, a lot of people will jump on the bandwagon, and they say that what we're going to do is we're going to AJAX everything. We're going to AJAXify the web app as much as possible. And that's a big mistake, because AJAX is useful for where it needs to be. What people don't understand is AJAX is only a user interface element. It does, you know, it helps the user interface. In fact, there's one example of a company that did this. They said, what we're going to do is we're going to put some cool AJAX features into our website. So one of the things that they do is they basically have like this auction type of thing. So if you type in a search for an item, it will give you back results on that item. It says, so if you search for, you know, I don't know, a pen, it will give you back a listing of these pens. Well, what they decided to do is they decided to implement this nice little AJAX feature where they did, and as you type, it would automatically give you search results, almost like Google Suggest does, basically the exact same thing. So when you go to their website and you hit the letter P, and then all of a sudden it will drop down a little list underneath your box that will show you all items that match the letter P. And then if you type in E, and it'll show you PE, all things with PE, and then finally N, and it will show you all the items of pen of what you're searching for. That's kind of neat, right? It's a nice little feature. Well, what they didn't count on was the fact that what they thought it would do is just make, you know, sort of a cool little search feature for people. But since they get millions of hits on their website a day, what they ended up doing is by implementing that AJAX feature, every single letter that a user typed was another hit to the web server. So a million hits to their web server all of a sudden became 5 million hits to their web server overnight, based upon each person entering a different letter, adding as another hit to the website. So what it ended up doing is causing a denial of service attack on their web application, all because they implemented an AJAX feature that they didn't think would do anything. And it ended up crashing their server, so they had to go and remove it because they weren't able to handle that kind of bandwidth. And that's the thing, is that people don't think about what they're applying AJAX for before they do it. They just jump on the bandwagon, shove it in there, and then consequences, you know, they'll deal with later.
Right. That being bad.
Right.
Also, I've heard that with AJAX, things like real-time keylogging is much easier.
Well, here's the thing, is that that's not necessarily AJAX. What it is AJAX allows a vulnerability called cross-site scripting, which, you know, you're very familiar with, is it makes cross-site scripting much more dangerous. Cross-site scripting itself is different from AJAX. You know, it has nothing to do with AJAX at all. But because of the way cross-site scripting works, and that is that whatever code I input is reflected in the output, which a user can view and execute, then an attacker can use Ajax to his benefit by being able to, in a sense, almost download a thick client type software onto a victim's browser. So I can do things with Ajax like recording keystrokes on that person's browser, controlling where the browser goes, making sure that anything that person does or browses goes to me before it goes anywhere else. I mean, you can pretty much control the browser based on Ajax technology that I use in order to exploit a cross-site scripting vulnerability. And so it's kind of interesting, because now what that's done is it's taken cross-site scripting from a minor annoyance to a real valid attack vector. And so now all I have to do in order to take over your browser is to get you to either browse to my web page or for you to click on a link. And then all of a sudden, with the use of Ajax, I can then take control of that browser and then do whatever I want to it. And if you apply this to a different scale and say, okay, well, instead of a single user, and you start thinking of, well, where can I apply user input to, you can start thinking of all sorts of places, like social networks, like MySpace, or perhaps posting ads like, you know, Craigslist, or perhaps the local newspaper's classifieds. Anywhere where my input is output to thousands or millions of users is an ideal attack vector for someone to use cross-site scripting plus Ajax in order to get some classified data.
Okay. I also heard cross-site request forgery is pretty big for Ajax applications.
Well, I mean, it's sort of the same. Cross-site request forgery is similar to cross-site scripting, and the only difference is really that I can't necessarily input JavaScript in a certain case. It uses a different method of attacking. So, the way that it works is pretty much the exact same.
Okay. I was wondering, are there any tools that you might recommend? I mean, I know of SprayJax from Denim Group, and there's Sensic Hailstorm.
I would not recommend SprayJax. That is a open source tool that was released that claims it is an Ajax security scanner, but is not an Ajax security scanner. The only thing it does is it basically crawls through Atlas, Microsoft's beta JavaScript or Ajax framework, and identifies where Atlas makes calls out. That is the only thing that it does. It has absolutely nothing to do with security and does not identify any vulnerabilities in Ajax whatsoever. The way that I would determine that you need to find vulnerabilities in Ajax is basically manually. Right now, including any web app assessment security product, like including that includes ours, Web Inspect, or Sensic Hailstorms, or WatchFire's App Scan. Neither one of these products really do a great job at doing Ajax right now. Ajax is such a complicated technology that in order to properly audit Ajax, the best way is either manually by identifying how the Ajax calls are being sent and manually auditing them. Web Inspect contains tools that will help a manual auditor do that, but it doesn't automate it for him. Manually checking for these vulnerabilities. Or what they can do is they can check for the input validation problems in the web service itself by directly attacking the web service. And tools like Web Inspect have the capability of doing that. But I would rely on neither. There's no open source or commercial web application security scanners that will do Ajax auditing basically well. So, from my recommendation to people out there is learn a little bit about Ajax, and today your only option is to do it manually if you really want to get it done. And, I'm speaking on behalf of myself that we're working on the technology to make it so that Ajax works properly, but I don't care what anyone else says from a competitor perspective, no one is doing it well right now.
Okay, well, manually testing is always a good thing, but it's easier said than done. I mean, people are very reluctant to do it because it takes a lot of time.
Yes, well, I mean, I agree. In that case, it depends. It all depends on the person and the user that's in the organization and where they're at. If they honestly don't have enough time to do it manually, and their job is to identify security holes in Ajax. The only way that you can do that is to push it onto the developers. And honestly, in most organizations, pushing it onto developers is a lot easier said than done. So if they want results quickly and they want things to be fixed fast, getting to the developers and making them do the security for Ajax isn't probably a realistic solution. If they want a risk assessment and analysis and they want to be able to get it quickly but not spend enough time to do it manually, then I highly suggest that they look at services organizations.
Okay. I'd also like to ask, so let's say you're starting out from the beginning and you're writing in Ajax, and you're trying to be secure. What measures do you take? You know, you mentioned input validation. What about things like authentication, authorization?
Well, when it comes with Ajax, I think the biggest thing is there are two areas. It's design, funny enough, and input validation. I think design plays a major role in the security of Ajax, and because what people and companies are doing is they are taking pieces of core engine that they had on the server side and they're pushing it down to the client. Deciding what kinds of pieces of logic needs to be pushed to the client is a big design decision. And how security is used is a big design decision. So for instance, the company that put their logic for role administrative privileges in the client, that was a very bad design decision. The fact is that they decided that we're going to make these decisions on the client so the server doesn't have to. Why did they do that? I don't know. I wasn't in that meeting. But I will tell you it was a wrong decision. And the way that people implement Ajax, they're taking these server-side stuff and they're pushing it down to the client. Security really comes into the decision of what am I pushing down there and why. You know, that's a big key factor in deciding that. Remember, you have to take into consideration that anything that goes to the client is manipulatable. You can manipulate it, you can delete it, it doesn't have to run. So those pieces have to be thought about before it's implemented. You have to decide what parts of my web application really need to have Ajax or not. Remember, Ajax at its core is just better user interface. So what is it that I really need to have a better user interface on? What needs to be instant to the user? What will make my app better using Ajax? And then think about the security decisions involved in that. And of course, the number one consideration also in that is input validation. Obviously, the reason why Ajax is called Ajax is because it's JavaScript making remote procedure calls to a server. And so any of those calls that are being made need to be authenticated, authorized, and validated. And that is just a fundamental building block. You have to do it.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Do you have any last words about Ajax security?
Well, I would say that in terms of Ajax, I wouldn't be too scared on the buzzword. You know, a lot of people talk about Ajax security and how to hack Ajax. It's not too big of a, don't be too scared of it. It's not that big of a deal. Really, Ajax is just two separate technologies. If you follow fundamental security, standards, you're fine, even in any new technologies. You know, input validation, authorization, authentication, encryption. All those things, if you follow, no matter what technology you go to, you pretty much don't have to worry about too much. Those are pretty much the fundamentals. If you can follow those fundamentals, you're okay.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Caleb.
No problem.
Always a pleasure. And if you'd like to read more about what Caleb has to say on Ajax, you can visit our website at searchappsecurity.com.